9:10 a.m. Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM and also KCPP 1140 AM. My name is Dave Palmer, and I feel like I'm introducing people. I've actually been in this job for a while, so you might be familiar with my voice. I hope so, and I'm glad that you are listening today. This is a program that we go live once a week on Mondays, and we just kind of get you up to date on things that are happening within the Dallas Diocese primarily, and because Julian now has a Fort Worth show called Faith in Action on Fridays during this time slot. So we focus more on Mondays on the Dallas Diocese, and he focuses more on the Fort Worth Diocese on Fridays. I do want to apologize. I have had a lingering cough for like 3 weeks, and I thought it was so funny because Debbie Giorgiani on her show last hour was taking calls, and our dear friend Christina, who did you hear her call? She called in and was talking to Debbie, and they were talking about how they have these lingering coughs, and they thought they picked them up in France and all that. And I'm like, no, you didn't pick them up in France. I didn't.
Maybe you gave it to them and they took it to France.
Yeah. But I was like, I've had a cough for like 3 weeks. And so I texted Christina and I said, I hate to say this, but I'm glad you have a lingering cough, because I thought I was dying. And the fact that I think it's kind of going around. But anyway, I only say that because it's very likely during this show I may have to turn my mic off and cough, because it just will not go away. Have you ever had that, like a lingering cough for weeks?
I have had it. My sister gets it a lot too. It's very frustrating because you're totally fine. You don't feel badly, yeah, but then you just sound terrible sometimes.
I was listening to the interview of the week on Saturday, and I was talking to Kerry Sanchez about the Magnificat breakfast, and I was just like, every 10 seconds I was coughing in the background, and it was just so funny it was just so annoying. But anyways, I say that, but maybe it won't be a problem, but just in case it is, I apologize in advance. All right, so a couple things to talk about before we get to our first guests, who are going to be with the CPLC, pro-life community, Michelle Salazar, talking about some upcoming Gabriel Angel training, and also Eileen Kuhlman promoting the June retreats for Rachel's Vineyard, and also Ray Bechtel promoting golf sponsorships. And if you missed it, a couple of weeks ago, Cynthia Schmidt, the new executive director, was on, and I was really impressed with her. That's the first time I've had like a really extensive conversation with her. And even after the show, we continued to talk for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. But I think they're in very good hands with Cynthia Schmidt. So I'm really excited about what's going to be coming around the bend, so to speak, with the pro-life community. All right, Sissel. So when you buy tickets for an event, how like, do you buy them early, or do you wait till like a week before? Because I always, I'm tying this into the our summer event, a midsummer evening of Wine, Wisdom, and Wow, because it's still like 2 months away. Mm-hmm. Let's see, more than 2 months away, and people have bought tickets, but you know, most people don't buy their tickets 2 months in advance.
Not
would you ever do that?
I have on certain things, certainly, especially if I know it's something I really want to go to and I want to lock it in and then build my schedule around it, I will. Mm-hmm. Often. And sometimes I have been the last minute ticket getter too, and something comes available and I have the time and I'm like, oh, I really want to go now. But generally, I'd say a few weeks before, a month or two before, I would get tickets for something.
Yeah, I had a call last week from somebody from Mary Immaculate Parish, and she said they were going to get 10 tickets because they want, a lot of the people from their school and their parish to go, because Father Alphonse Nazzaro is going to be honored with the Transmitter of the Faith Award. And that's something that we do every year. And we just find somebody who is just doing amazing things to build up the body of Christ. And the more I get to know Father Alphonse, the more impressed I am with him, especially in the area of Catholic education. He is just really, I wouldn't say turn the school around, because it probably was good even before he got there, but he has even made it better, and he's doing so many fun things with those students. And speaking of Catholic school education, we are going to be talking about it during the second half of the show today. I'm going to be joined in studio by a lady named Beth Hall, and she is director of staffing and admissions with a classical hybrid academy called Duke in Altum, which is, go out into the deep. And it's a Catholic homeschool apostolate that provides a classical liberal arts education for students from pre-K through high school. And they are setting up in McKinney. And I had no idea about this. And I think the hybrids are a good idea because I think there are a lot of people that are kind of in between sending their kids to a school and homeschooling. And this gives you a real kind of compromise where they're home 3 days a week, but then 2 days of the week you can, you know, bring them to a school and they can have that social interaction with other students and maybe play some sports or do some extracurriculars or something like that. Many people are familiar with Regina Chaley mm-hmm. Academy. That's the one that's kind of most famous for this in the Catholic world. Well, Duke and Altum is a new one and they're opening up in, I guess this fall for the first time in McKinney. So Beth will be joining us in studio. And let's see. So speaking of the summer event, it is still a couple of months away, but I am pretty certain with the guests that we have and also the fact that we're honoring Father Alphonse that this might sell out. And we're going to be at the Capel Arts Center in Capel, and it's going to be Saturday, July 18th. And we have four different panelists. We've never done this before. Toya Hall, who is our chief operating officer of the GRN, is going to be there. Doug Keck, EWTN President Emeritus, Father Sam Medley from the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, and of course he's on the radio all the time in the morning and in the afternoon with the Quest show as well, and Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers, is going to be there as well. They're each going to talk about 10 minutes, and then there's going to be a panel. We're going to have some Q&A and all that. And by the way, you and I, we need to cut some spots for that. You know, some. I've already got some ideas.
Some fun ones.
Yeah, fun
spots. Grab some people's attentions.
Yeah, somebody said they heard the spots that we're running right now, and they said, you know, you probably ought to do something more creative. And I said, okay, all right, we'll do it more creative. So if you want to, speaking of creative, if you want to get tickets for this, go to grnonline.com/wow. Okay, grnonline.com/wow, and you can get your tickets. They're $100, and again, Saturday, July 18th is going to be the event, and it's going to be a lot of fun at the Capel Arts Center, which is a brand new venue. We've never done anything like this before. We've done a whole lot of Summer Speaker Series events. We did the one 25th anniversary event last summer, and then this one is just kind of breaks the mold. It's, you know, we've never had four different speakers and a panel like this. We've never done it at the Capel Arts Center or any venue even like this before. So grnonline.com/wow if you want to get your tickets for that event. All right, the other thing that I want to mention is that we are about halfway through our GRN Academy courses right now. And tonight I have my fifth of seven classes. And I only say this just for conversation's sakes because it's kind of late to, you know, get into the class because we're more than halfway through it. But, you know, it's I've really had an interesting time teaching St. Thomas Aquinas and this whole idea of happiness, because I thought that it would be kind of simple, but every class I have to kind of apologize to him because happiness is kind of complicated. I mean, it really is. And, you know, the faith can be very simple, and you can just have a very simple faith like a lot of people have, or else you can be like St. Thomas Aquinas and really analyze it and break it down. And that's kind of what he does. And so tonight I'm talking about the experience of beatitude and heaven and how, you know, it relates to our intellect and our will. And I hope I can do it. Say a prayer that I can do this without everybody's head spinning. I mean, think about it. Well, okay, well, let me ask you this.
Oh boy.
This was always the person I got to bounce things off of. This is like back to the Father all over again, okay? So if you are drawn to something, like let's say an ice cream or a pizza or something.
Okay, frequently am, yes.
Yes, yes, we all are. You're not alone. what role does your intellect and your will have in that process? Okay, like,
Well, I'd say that my intellect can identify maybe what that is and what it'll do to my body, whether or not it's good or bad for me to have. And then my will would be actually me allowing myself to partake and go eat that ice cream or something like that. That's like my very preliminary off the top of my head.
Okay.
No, that's
good. I mean, the intellect like apprehends it and can see what it is. And then the will is driven towards it and then rests in it. And it's actually quite fascinating. But like I said, I just pray that I can explain these, well enough. And anyway, so that's going to be the class tonight. There is going to be another session of GRN Academy this fall. And we're hoping to have 5 or 6 different classes, a bunch of different instructors. Julie Carrick is going to be teaching a class or two. I hope Monsignor Pope comes back. We might, Dr. Carlo Broussard may come back as well. And, but anyways, so that's all still in the planning stages. But anyway, so you can keep track of it, grnonline.com/academy. And so we're going to check on our guests, and we're going to be talking about, the CPLC during this first segment. And then again, in the second segment, we're going to talk about, And also, Eileen Kuhlman just, texted me and said that she's available by the phone, but it's on a text, and so I don't know how to communicate that to you. So we'll have to call her as well if you want to see that phone number right there on my screen. All right. So this is a good news show. Thank you for tuning in, and this is a time when we come live once a week. And, you know, by the way, Saturdays during the 3 o'clock hour, we have something called the Interviews of the Week. And these are always pre-recorded. They play during the 3 o'clock hour. And tune in then, because that's also another really good way to keep up with the things that are going on in the local Catholic world. And don't forget, as I mentioned, there's Fridays at noon. Julian Placino has his program, which is called Faith in Action. And then we have DFW Alive during the 11 o'clock hour on Fridays only. Jerry Jacob does the first week. Sissel does Young and Present the second week. We've got the Dallas Diocese focus on the third week, and then the Fort Worth Diocese focus on the fourth week. Okay, so lots of local programming to kind of give you a feel about, you know, what's going on here in the local world. So the things we'll be talking about with the CPLC are Gabriel Angel training. If you've ever desired to be a Gabriel Angel trainer, Michelle Salazar is going to be joining us for that. She's the Gabriel Angel coordinator. Eileen Kuhlman is director of Healing After Abortion, and she has a Rachel's Vineyard retreat coming up very soon, just in a few weeks, June 5th through June 7th. Another one in October, the 9th through the 11th. And these retreats offer a supportive, confidential, and non-judgmental environment where women and men can reconcile past abortion pain and begin the process of healing. So do we have anybody on yet? Okay, we got both of them. Okay, Ray and Eileen, right? All right, Eileen and Ray, how are you? Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you.
Okay, so Michelle, is she coming in to the studio, Michelle Salazar? Oh, here she is. Okay. This is so confusing. Okay, Michelle, you can sit there right across. So Eileen, let me start with you, because I'm very familiar with, the Rachel Vineyard retreats. And I understand there's one coming up in about a little over 3 weeks, June 5th through June 7th, offering supportive, confidential, and non-judgmental environment where men and women can reconcile past abortion in pain and begin the healing process. So Eileen is the director of Healing After Abortion. So what else should our listeners know about this, Eileen? Eileen, you there? Okay. All right, let's go to Michelle Salazar, because I know she's here because she's sitting beside me. Michelle is Gabriel Angel coordinator, and she coordinates the training for Gabriel Angels, and this is a ministry that offers free confidential support to women experiencing unexpected pregnancies. As a Gabriel Angel, you walk alongside a mother in need, providing emotional support, practical assistance, and spiritual encouragement rooted in Christian love. With complete training and ongoing guidance, you'll be equipped to make a real difference in the life of a mother in need. So, Michelle, how are you? It's good to have you here in studio with me. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be here.
the only one who was able to make it, right? So tell us what's going on. June 13th, that's about 5 weeks away. I believe if my calendar mind is right, what's going to be going on that weekend?
So that Saturday, we're going to have a training for new angels. We've got several in the pipeline here, so I might try to get another one in May as well, but that's the next scheduled one in our office.
Okay, so how many are you looking for? Who is the right kind of candidate? How would somebody know that this is right for them as far as what's expected of them?
Well, really any Catholic can do it. I mean, you know, we're just looking for women who want to be that accompaniment just to join in our ministry and reach out to the moms, anybody who has, you know, it doesn't even take that much time, but it could be really anybody who's a person of faith and just wants to share that love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, kind of walk us through how this works. Like, let's say you have somebody who's in an unexpected pregnancy, and let's say they're 5 months into their pregnancy, and they are connected with a Gabriel angel. And so what do they do? Like, what exactly would the relationship be like, and how often would they connect with each other, and for what purposes?
Okay, so, you know, after the training, the angels will be paired with the mom, and then at that point, they will contact the mom, and generally, they'll stay in contact with them for 6 to 8 months, and they can talk to them at least once a week. It doesn't even have to be a phone conversation. It could be a text, just checking in on the mom, letting her know that they're praying for her, that they're there with her. And then, you know, oftentimes I'll ask them to spend some time with the mom. Maybe, you know, she has a baby and they want to go visit in the hospital, or there's a birthday for her child, or, you know, a lot of them did it for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And they sent the mom's cards and then went out and took them out for lunch or something. So.
Yeah, very nice. Have you ever done this yourself? Have you been the Gabriel Angel?
I
mean, you're a coordinator now. What was your experience?
Well, I'm actually still helping a mom, and it's been really good. She told me that it made the difference, all the difference in the world for her, and that she finally felt supported, you know, given that her family wasn't there for her. And so every time she sees me, she gives me a big hug. And on top of that, she recently experienced homelessness, and so I was able to help her with those resources as well, and just calling around for her until I found a place for her. So that was a huge support for her.
Seems like when you have that kind of relationship with somebody, you know, do you have to officially cut it off at some point, or it could be a friend for life? Or is there a time when you say, okay, this relationship as a Gabriel angel kind of needs to come to an end, or how does it cut off?
Well, I would say that there are some that are friends for life, and, you know, they're the mom's kids are calling the angel grandma and stuff like that, and they still get together with all their families. It really just depends. Sometimes the moms go a different way, and so then I'll repair the angel, for example. It just depends on that pairing.
All right, so the next training is going to be Saturday, June 13th, which is about 5 weeks away, and then there's another one in September as well, September 19th,
correct,
according to the website.
Mm-hmm.
How long and of a time commitment is it?
So the trainings will be 3 hours, and they're very casual. You know, we go through the basic ministry, and it's a lot of fun. And then we have lunch. And then after that, you know, they decide if they want to do it. And if they do, so there's no commitment at the time of the training. That's just more to get them information. And then if they do, we hope they can be around walking with the mom for 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks so much, Michelle. We'll come back to you at the end and kind of remind everybody about this. Now, I do think we have Eileen Kuhlman on with us, Director of Healing After Abortion with the CPLC. Their website is prolifedallas.org. And she has a training coming up pretty soon, the weekend of, it's not a training, it's a retreat, I should say, June 5th. Through June 7th. Eileen, I hear you. You're there, right?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on, Dave.
Okay. You know, I was thinking of all the interviews that I've done in my many, many years of doing Catholic radio. I've probably done the most on Rachel's Vineyard. And it's because of you, Eileen. You're so good about suggesting the interviews, getting me people to talk to. And so that, first of all, thank you for that. And it's such important work, and these retreats are so important, and I know lives are changed during them. But tell us what our listeners need to know about this, because I think it's just 3 weeks from this coming weekend.
Sure. Yeah. And I think Catholic radio has been such an important part, Guadalupe radio, because I've had countless people tell me that they just had to hear it over and over again. They can't just hear it one time in order to know that they're invited to heal. They don't need to carry that burden any further. So thank you so much for your persistence and your faithfulness also to this ministry. But yes, I did want to cover a couple things. We do have that Rachel's Vineyard Retreat for women and men. Let's not forget the men. That would be the weekend of June 5th through 7th. We do have room still on that retreat. And if somebody is thinking, well, I don't know, is it really for me? I mean, who is this retreat really for? First off, women and men. But the next thing to remember is that it's for anyone that has felt that foot of regret on their heart for being involved in a decision that ended a pregnancy. Now, I'm changing my terminology a little bit because surgical abortion, which is more common now to see chemical abortion, which means you take pills at home. So many people are told that because it happens at home, it's not an abortion. Of course, it's an abortion. It's just that you took pills. And so we want people to feel welcome, to feel invited to their healing wherever this has happened. So we say whether it was you, mom or dad, or someone's a family member, a friend, you drove, you bought the pills, you whatever you did, even if it was your silence or saying, I don't know what to do here, that footprint on your heart brings shame and regret and guilt, and every single one of them is invited on that retreat. So we have a very wide umbrella. We are known within Rachel's Vineyard for having a very wide umbrella. We also invite those that have been through miscarriage loss where there's guilt and shame for maybe having done or said something against that pregnancy, saying, for example, I don't want this child. I don't have the money for this child. Oh, I miscarried. So if there is any situation where shame and regret and guilt come into that picture, and their true shame, guilt, and regret, they're welcome on the retreat. We've even had abortion ideation people where they thought about it, and they've tried it, and they've even attempted it six times, and the baby was born live. Well, that person also has shame, regret, and guilt. So they're also invited. We have a very wide umbrella. Everything we do is confidential. We would love to have people step forward and know that they will be welcomed by people that understand them, people that have been there, people that will walk with them and shine their light on the ground until they can see their own light again. And we want nothing more than to be able to have that opportunity.
And I'm glad that you opened it up for so many different people. And it really highlights just how important human life is, because when there's anything that we do that disrespects human life, and you mentioned quite a few different examples, it does leave an emotional scar on us, whether a life was lost or not. And I really appreciate it, because I was going to ask you for some examples, but you just provided a whole lot of them. And, you know, I mentioned, Eileen, about how I've done a lot of these interviews for Rachel's Vineyard. And I think the most gratifying thing for me, just as somebody doing the interviews, is to see the 1,000-pound weight that comes off somebody when they go through one of these. And they're a different person a Friday night as opposed to Sunday afternoon when they finish. Maybe highlight that. I don't know if you have any anecdotes or the type of freedom that somebody can receive by going on one of these retreats.
Sure. Well, the people that arrive many times cannot even make eye contact with us. The pain that they have, the unworthiness that they feel that they have of looking us into the eye, of feeling that someone somewhere is going to condemn them. I've even had people say there's a lot of rocks around here, and that, I mean, take a rock and condemn me. I mean, the shame that they carry is very intense. So they don't believe, many times they don't believe walking up to that door that anything can change. And that's where we don't have to worry about that, because this is God's retreat. I don't have to fix that. We don't have to have a prescription that takes away everything they're carrying, because God does all the work. Even if they are angry at Him, reject Him, have no further relationship with Him, when they walk in that door, they're going to encounter a loving, merciful God that wants nothing more than to hold them. So I think what helps the most when they arrive is to see people that have been there. We have at least three on the June one. We have four people that have been through the experience and their healing that say, you know what, I felt that way too, and look at me now. And so that example, that model, is that means so much to them. Then to encounter wonderful counselors, mental health counselors, that give us their time to say, let me help you see yourself differently. Let me help you see your toolkit, how it has changed, and work on that self-condemnation, that shame, that anger that you have. And then our clergy. What would we do without clergy? We couldn't have it without clergy. Even if the person does not have a relationship with the church, the clergy is there. the clergy is there saying, let me help you with that relationship with God in whatever way you understand him to be in your life. So many people re-engage with God on these journeys. I do want to make sure that people understand that it's not magic. When people come out on Sunday, they do have a radical transformation. Counselors tell me it's like 3 months of counseling in one weekend, and we all celebrate that. But they have to go back to life. And so we are there. We are there with support after the retreat as well. But we want them to know it's a journey. It's a journey. And this is either beginning, middle, or end of that journey. We will be there with you as you go. We have a couple support programs after the retreat. We have counseling to offer as well. So it's not magic. It is a beautiful, beautiful step wherever you are in that journey. Even if you come in with a great big question mark on your head saying, I have no idea what this is. I don't feel anything. I don't know anything. Father told me to come. That's fine. That's fine. Just come. I've never had anyone say, what a great waste of time. I shouldn't have come. So, and I also want to make sure that they know that this is not, I call it, it's not popcorn mentality where we pop up 3 times a year and say, hey, it's time to go to a retreat. No, we are here all year round for you. If you want to talk to someone that gets it, that understands, doesn't condemn, doesn't judge you, and just say, hey, I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what to do with this. I can't talk to anyone about this. Then we're here for that. We have mental health and clergy referrals ready for you. And, of course, the retreats are the wonderful gem that we can offer you. But we are not popcorn. We don't come up 3 times a year. We are here all year for you. So the next retreat in June, which is June 5 through 7, they would simply text or call 214-544-2273. That's 214-544-CARE. Or they can email racheldallas.org. And if you would prefer a little bit of a more, an easier step, you can go to our Rachel Dallas website and just fill out the contact form and say, hey, I'm here. I just would love somebody to call me or somebody to text me. Don't have to say another word. We will do that, and it will all be confidential.
All right, 214-544-2273 or 214-544-CARE. And the email, you said racheldallas.org is a website. What is the email address?
It's healing@racheldallas.org.
Okay,
I would encourage them to go to the actual webpage of Rachel Dallas and look at us, see us. I think my face is on there as well. You know, see who we are. What are we about? Why can you trust us? To be able to trust us before you can trust God. And on there you will find the email of healing@racheldallas.org.
All right, Eileen, thanks so much. Ray Bechtel, we got a few minutes for you promoting some golf sponsorships. And I also have one question for you about the event next year, because I see on the website that date has already been set. Ray Bechtel is the events director for the CPLC. ProLifeDallas.org is their website. Ray, what do people need to know about sponsorships for the upcoming golf tournament?
They're all open. We made our website public last week. So we are now ready to take team purchases, sponsorships. We've even got our raffle up. Everything's fair game now.
All right, very good. And when is the event going to be? What's the date?
So the golf tournament we're going back to Cowboys Golf Club out in Grapevine, and we will be there on Wednesday, September 23rd for an 8 a.m. shotgun start.
Okay. And what are the typical levels for sponsorship? Like, what kind of money are you talking about?
Well, to get a team, we're at $1,500. And then our team sponsorship started as bronze level, which is $2,000. Silver is $3,500, and gold is $6,000. And then we have various event sponsorships that range from $2,500 all the way up to our presenting sponsor level at $15,000. And then a couple of just sponsorships if you don't necessarily golf, but you want to get your name out there, want to be involved. We've got whole sponsorships at $250 all the way up to $2,500.
All right. Thanks so much. I see on the website, 34th Annual Bishop's Pro-Life Dinner, Saturday, April 10th. I know that's a long ways from now, but is there anything you can tell us about it? I always love this event every year. It's one of my favorites, but do you have a speaker? Are you able to tell us who it is or any details other than the date?
So I was given the go-ahead to tell you the venue, not necessarily our speaker yet.
Okay.
But we did just secure the pavilion at Toyota Music Factory for the April 10th event. We're really excited to change it up a little bit.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, thanks so much. And so you got the golf tournament September 23rd. Sponsorships are available right now, as Ray Bechtel said. Anything else event-wise that people should put on their calendar or be aware of, Ray?
Yeah, as always, keep on your calendars the Christ Child Market on November 14th. We'll be up at St. Paul the Apostle in Richardson one more time. And we're starting to plan, so nothing's out there yet, but we are starting to plan it, so mark your calendar.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Again, Ray Bechtel, Events Director for the CPLC. Talk to Eileen Kuhlman, Director of Healing After Abortion. And the upcoming retreat is about 4 weeks away, 3 weeks from this weekend, Friday, June 5th through Sunday, June 7th. And then Michelle Salazar in studio with me, Gabriel Angel Coordinator. Michelle, anything else people should know, or do you want to just give one more quick summary of what's going on that weekend for the training?
Yeah, so I just think if you've ever thought about volunteering or sharing your faith with anyone, you should just come check it out, because honestly, you don't know how much you'll be changed and how much you'll benefit from this as well. It's just such a beautiful thing to be able to share your faith with people. So come check it out. I mean, it's no pressure. Just yeah. if it speaks to you, then we'd love to have you.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much. And everything can be found at prolifedallas.org, prolifedallas.org. And I know normally we do this segment in the second half of the show, so we kind of switch things around. So hopefully that didn't throw y'all off too much. But anyways, thank you, Michelle, Eileen, and Ray for helping out, and also Cynthia Schmidt, and also Sarah for helping to coordinate this over at the Pro-Life community. ProLifeDallas.org is their website. So thanks, y'all, very much for coming in. And we are going to spend the second half of the program talking about a brand new, in fact, it's just coming. It's a Duke and Altum Classical Academy, which is a hybrid classical homeschool apostolate. And I have Beth Hall, who is Director of Staffing and Admissions, and also Katie Booz is going to be there. And I think Beth's daughter is going to be joining us as well, who is a student, so we can get the student perspective as well. It's all coming up right after this here on the Good News Show on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Registration is open for the 11th annual John Bauer Charity Golf Tournament, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus Council 5052. The John Bauer Charity Golf Tournament will be held on Friday, May 29th at Luna Vista Golf Course in Dallas. Check-in starts at 7 a.m. with a shotgun start at 8. Proceeds support local outreach organizations that assist community members in crisis. Stay after the end of play for the awards luncheon. To register, visit the Knights on Bikes website at knightsonbikesdallas.org/charity.
Did you know that abortions are still happening in great numbers in Texas because of the abortion pill, and that Planned Parenthood continues to facilitate abortion? Our Blessed Mother is pleading for God's people to stand in the gap to protect the unborn. So 40 Days for Life 365 DFW is inviting you to please join in fasting and in peaceful prayer vigil all year round in front of the 10 DFW Planned Parenthoods. Visit ProLifeDFW.com for more information and to sign up to pray. Again, ProLifeDFW.com.
The next St. Andrew Breakfast will be held on Saturday morning, May 16th from 8 to 10 a.m. at St. Patrick Cathedral in Fort Worth. A St. Andrew Breakfast is a discernment event that provides opportunities to learn more about the priesthood and seminary life. The morning will begin with Mass, followed by breakfast and fellowship. All young men in high school and college are encouraged to attend. For more details, visit the Diocese of Fort Worth website at fwdioc.org.
Once I found out my baby was not going to be healthy, everyone told me that I should terminate my pregnancy. Now, every time I see a child, I feel guilty and regret my decision to have ended the pregnancy. We at Healing After Abortion understand this pain. Whether you thought it was your only option or felt pressured to make the decision, find healing on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat on June 5th through 7th. Call us confidentially at 214-544-CARE. Or visit us at racheldallas.org.
Bishop Edward J. Burns will gather with the faithful of the Diocese of Dallas on Saturday, June 6th at the National Shrine Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe to celebrate the Diocese of Dallas Neophyte Mass beginning at 5 p.m. This special Mass honors all in the diocese who were newly baptized or received into the Catholic Church at the Easter Vigil and Pentecost. It is a celebration of new life in Christ and the beauty of faith flourishing in our local church. Please join Bishop Burns in praying for our neophytes as they grow in discipleship and take their next steps in the Catholic faith.
Have you ever heard an aviation emergency on the news? You hear the pilot and ATC talking, but what do you miss? The pilot asking their aircraft dispatcher what they should say on the radio to sound cool. Aircraft dispatchers are the problem solvers working at the airline's operations center. My wife and I run Aircraft Dispatcher Training Center in Farmers Branch. Thanks to the amazing program here at the GRN, we have become Catholic and now sponsors of this great station.
All right, welcome back to the Good News Show, and we like to talk about Catholic education a lot, and you know, we have been highlighting a lot of Mary Immaculate Catholic School and Farmers Branch because Father Alphonse is so much into Catholic education, and I always appreciate when people reach out and say, hey, you know, we want to talk about our school, and quite a few schools do that. In this particular case, it was our volunteer Rob Broll who contacted me and said, hey, do you mind talking to Beth Hall, Director of Staffing and Admissions, about this brand new Duke and Altam Classical Academy? And I'd never say no to Rob Broll, because this guy is like an amazing, amazing guy, an amazing volunteer. So Beth is in studio with me, along with Katie Booz, who is head of school. Did I pronounce your name right?
That's right.
What a blessing. Cool, man. Your name is Booz. I mean, that's like, wow. That must have been a lot of fun in high school and college.
Wow, that's I'm married into that one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. You married the booze.
That's right.
Oh, okay, I got you. And so Katie is here. She's head of school of this Duke and Altam Classical Academy. And we also have Beth's daughter, Grace, who is a junior in high school, and she's going to give the perspective of, you know, her experience in education and what she's looking forward to, because I don't think this school has ever actually been, you know, it's starting, and
yes,
it's a done deal. Make sure you talk right into that microphone,
okay,
Beth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Got to be real close. I should have told you about a fist away from it. Okay.
Perfect.
So let me give you a little bit of background, dear listener, and then we'll bring our guests in. Duke and Altam Classical Academy is a Catholic homeschool apostolate that provides a classical liberal arts education for students from pre-K through high school. The academy functions as a hybrid program where students receive professional instruction in subjects like Latin, logic, and rhetoric, while parents remain the primary educators at home. The curriculum is deeply rooted in the Catholic faith and the Socratic method, aiming to cultivate wisdom and virtue through the study of great books and integrated humanities. This community-focused environment supports families in pursuing academic excellence and spiritual formation, huh? Okay.
That's
you can
it.
Tell I can find the website, can't I?
Yeah, good job.
All right. So, Beth, again, Director of Staffing and Admissions, you and your family are parishioners at St. Jude Parish in Allen.
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit more about yourself. Maybe I know we've got Grace. Do you have other children? And what have you done so far up to now as far as education?
Okay, great question. Yes, I have Grace. She's my oldest. So my husband and I, we've been married 22 years. We have Grace as a junior, and Mary Catherine is our middle. She is a freshman in high school, and then Jude is the baby. He's 11. Mm. So just the three kiddos, and they're getting really big, which is weird. I know, looking across the table at her, I'm like, wow, she's like a full-grown person now.
Yes, she is.
So for me, I have been in education my whole career. I went to Texas A&M and studied special education, and then worked in the public schools before I had kids. And Grace actually started in the public schools. And before I started her in public school, I felt like I was being called to homeschool, but I just wasn't homeschooled, and I'm from East Texas. I didn't know anybody that was homeschooled, so it was just really scary to me and foreign, so I didn't do it initially until she was in second grade. So Grace has been in a collaborative model of education for 10 years.
Now, when you say collaborative, what does that mean?
So collaborative is sometimes called university model. It's where they go to a traditional religious school a couple days a week, and then they are at home the other days with lessons that are provided by the school.
Okay. So hybrid, would that be the same thing as collaborative?
Exactly.
Okay, because I'm used to the hybrid.
Hybrid,
model.
Collaborative, university model, they're all kind of the same.
And I know there probably are a lot of these. In the Catholic world, people are familiar with Regina Chaley Academy. In fact, my daughters went there to Regina Chaley Academy out in Keller for a couple of years. So Duke and Altam Classical Academy, is this part of a bigger network? Is this something like this is the first one? What is the history behind this?
Yes, this is the first one. Okay. We are not part of a larger network. We will be completely locally operated and run. Our board, they're all local. We don't anticipate really becoming a national organization. That's not really the goal. We're looking to serve our local area. I've noticed being in education, as in the public schools and then in the Catholic schools, and now as an advocate is what I do. I work with families who have children with special needs. As an advocate, education is very local. The needs, it's nuanced with the culture. And so we felt like we could really serve families here well, knowing the particular needs of our area. We were really blessed yesterday on Mother's Day to have the bishop at our parish talking about Catholic education, and just how many people desire that. And there's just not enough seats and options out there, especially in Collin County, and we will be located in McKinney. Yes, we are not a national organization. This is the very first one born of my heart.
That's exciting. So, I know it's the Holy Spirit and not to give any human all the credit, but was this your idea? I mean, is this you're the generator of this?
I am the generator of this. I am the vessel through which this is coming. You know, I tend to be pretty slow to God's messaging, you know, like with the homeschooling. I was called to that for years before I actually did it. This has just been a work in my heart for years. With the experience I have with so many families, it's been so beautiful going from being a classroom teacher to then realizing there was a bit of a power imbalance in education where the families, they felt like they didn't really know how to advocate for their children, and they didn't really understand the processes in the school. So then leaving the classroom and going on the side of the family and really starting to understand that side kind of helped me realize we have lost a bit in society of the dignity of children and the obligation and the privilege of educating children. And when you educate children well, and especially in a faith setting, you are inspiring a lifestyle. You have the opportunity to inspire a lifestyle, and you can either rise to that occasion or fail at that. And my gift, I always say that I'm not really very good at anything.
You better be good at starting schools.
Well, I'll tell you this. The thing that I am good at is loving children.
Yeah.
Having students.
Your daughter nodded when you said that. So, okay.
She knows not even just my own children. It's like all the children that sends my way.
Well, everybody in education should be that way. I know it's not always the case, but it's not always the case.
There is the genesis of Duke and Altum is let's let the children come into a place where they are treated with respect, love, dignity, they're cherished, and in that, they're also well-educated, because that is an act of charity and an act of mercy, too, is to educate a child well.
Yeah. Well, I want to move over to Katie and talk to her. But first of all, how did y'all connect? And a head of school is obviously a very important role. So what is it about Katie that impressed you that you wanted her to be head of school?
Well, I have had this calling in my heart for a long time to have a school where I could love children well. But what I knew was that I could not run a school. So I thought God would not be calling me to run a school. So when it's time, he's going to provide the right person that shares the mission. And I've known Katie for a long time. And when she became available to serve as head of school, I was like, okay, this is the time. God has clearly stated this is the time. She's wonderful. We are very similar in our ideas about education and about children. And about loving them well and fostering a safe environment for kids. So I knew she'd be the perfect person to be our head of school. Also, she's just amazingly well-educated and experienced and just awesome. And Grace has known her for a long time and loves her. She's well-loved by all the students that she's encountered, including my own children. And so she checked all my boxes, and I was like, let's go.
Wow, that was quite an introduction. So Katie, tell us about yourself and a little bit about your background. And what drew you to this? I mean, this is an upstart, so this is going to be an interesting challenge for you, isn't it?
It is, yes. So my personal story is I've been married to my husband Philip for 17 years. We've got four kids who are also benefactors of collaborative education. It's something that my family feels passionately about. And professionally, I started in education nearly 20 years ago. It is something that it's a vocation to me. I started in a traditional 5-day a week Catholic classical school in town, who I think you had recently on the show, Mount St. Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa Castro.
Yeah, she was here.
Yes. Yeah. So that's where I started. That's where I got my first exposure to teaching, to classical education. And it was so beautiful. When I started having children, we wanted something a little different for our own kids, and I wanted to be able to homeschool them.
Mm-hmm.
So we were fortunate enough to be able to be part of a hybrid program and do education in that way. I've got experience in different administrative roles, in all types of things that you might see in a school. I've never started a new program from the ground up like this. But I have a lot of experience with running, and making sure that things are done well and done smoothly. So I'm excited to get started. My kids will be enrolled in the program also. And we can't wait.
Yeah. Now we talk about classical. Now that we've explained collaborative, hybrid, what that means, classical. What will make this a classical academy?
Yeah. So classical education looks at the child. Well, Christian classical or Catholic classical education looks at the child as someone who is inherently good in that they're created by God in his image and likeness. And it pays a certain respect to that view of the human person. They say sometimes that classical education begins in wonder and it ends in virtue. Everything about a classical education is oriented towards leading the child to know what is good, true, and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And as Catholics, we have that unique perspective. We know that is Christ himself, who is truth. Classical education employs certain pedagogy, right? The principles of education might look a little different than in a conventional school, a public school. And it also is very particular in its approach in terms of the content and the materials mm-hmm. that are used. So we're not going to be in a lot of, textbooks that are very, very agenda, they will have an agenda. Yeah. I think you could say we're going to have kids in more primary sources. They're going to be doing more mimetic instruction where they're copying, something that is good, something that is excellent, and learning from that Socratic instruction by leading a child to what is true. Classical education is a rich topic.
Well, thank you very much. Katie Booz, head of school, and also Beth Hall, director of staffing and admissions and founder. You didn't put that in your title. Duke and Altum Classical Academy. Did you mention where the name, I know it's scriptural, where the name came from,
right?
Into the deep. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose that?
Well, I would say primarily because we are taking a leap of faith in obedience. Like, I don't always feel like I understand why I was called to found a school, but, Jesus has asked me to cast my net and to have faith and to trust in him that he will provide. And he really has. We've had so many beautiful confirmations through this process, things just so easily falling into place, so many opportunities. But yes, for us, this was cast your net, and we are hoping that our miraculous catch will be, you know, the souls that that we'll be able to walk alongside and journey with and on their way to heaven.
All right. Well, let me bring Grace into the conversation. She is Beth's daughter, one of three children.
Three.
Is that
yes,
three
the
children,
oldest.
Two daughters? Yeah. And you are a rising junior, and you're going to be going to this school, obviously, for the first time, like
yes,
everybody
sir.
Else will be. And you have an experience in collaborative education. So
yes, sir.
Tell us, what do you like about it? What are your thoughts about collaborative education or hybrid education so far in your education so far?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to be a senior next year. So this will be my last year in school before I go off to college. And so doing this is something much different, but I'm really excited about it because, like my mom said, I went to a public school, kindergarten and first grade. And even as like a really small child, I quickly realized like Jesus was not very present in that system. And my soul wasn't growing closer to him through my peers and teachers. And then when I went to a model where my parents were more involved, and also where the books I was reading were the catechism, the classics, the Bible, the great apologists. I saw so much beauty and formation. Now I think my view on the world has become much more Jesus first than it would have been. And I have like a much clearer direction in my life.
Yeah. And you're going to have that distinction of going there 1 year and also being the first graduating class.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How interesting. Yeah. So you'll be among the first graduates.
I'm very grateful for her support.
Yeah. And it sounds like all the things that, you know, your mom and Mrs. Booz are talking about are what you naturally desire. You desire the faith. You desire the classical education. What about, it's probably going to be kind of small, I'm guessing, or how many grades will be available, Beth, and what are your expectations or goals?
Yeah, we were really surprised. We have applicants in every grade, Grace currently being the only senior, but,
valedictorian,
yes, we have even several high school applicants and middle school applicants. I think we have over 3 dozen families that have applied, but like 75 students.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, 75.
Yes, I told you the net. You cast the net, and Jesus is like, "Watch this."
How are you getting the word out? I mean, you're on radio right now, but what have you done so far?
Very like grassroots, just the Holy Spirit. I think word of mouth. We were so blessed that at St. Jude in Allen, they invited me to do an information meeting there, and. They ended up having to expand us to 2 rooms. It was so large. I think that there is a hunger for it. Yes. And, you know, honestly, my own children have been a wonderful advertisement for me because they're known in our parish. They're active. And when you want to know about classical education, you just talk to a classically educated child.
Yeah.
And they're different.
And I also noticed just in speaking to her, she spoke very eloquently. She's very mature. I mean, beyond her years. And
definitely.
I mean, I can't imagine when I was in a junior in high school coming on a radio show like this.
Well, these are the best advertisement that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so our students.
Who would the teachers be?
Oh, the teachers, that is another way that God has just shown up for me. And God has always just been so gentle and good to me my whole life. But we really were focused on having excellent instructors. I, you know, am unique to the homeschooler mom method because I'm a professional educator turned homeschool mom. So I really do believe in the quality of the educator. There's an abundance of research about having quality educators. So we are so excited. We already have several teachers that have committed that are amazing, excellent. Our high school theology teacher, Grace is familiar with her, and she is a powerhouse. Anyone would be lucky to have her. How many
are these mostly parents or are they people coming from the outside?
Currently, we have both, yes, and they do not have to be a parent. We do require that they are practicing Catholics. They'll have to sign an oath of fidelity, but no, they do not have to be a parent. We are really looking for the most qualified and effective educators that will also inspire virtue and really love on the kids. You've got to win their hearts before you can teach them anything.
All right. So, Katie, will there be tuition? And how much will this cost?
Yes. Yep. There we're charging tuition for our students pre-K 3 through 12th grade. The tuition rates are published on our website if folks want to take a look there. We do.
And what's the website?
It's www.diaclassical.org.
Okay. DIA as in Duke and Altum, classical.org.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
And you mentioned that you've got applicants in every grade.
Yes.
And you've got 75 that you're pretty much... I mean, I know you're just a few months away from starting, but that's that's an
They're
amazing start.
They're continuing to come in,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that's fast. That's amazing. Well, what should people do if they're interested to go to the website? Can they come and did I hear Beth say that it's going to be at St. Jude physically?
Yep, we won't be at St. Jude. We're going to be in McKinney, real close to 75, 75 and 380, right around there. So very good access for. I live in Carrollton. We're on the other side of town, but great access. We're hosting a couple of upcoming information sessions with Open House at our new facility. Those are coming up. And we've got an interest form on our website that folks can sign up for. And then we'll be sure to keep them updated as updates come out.
And I do want to ask Grace, because Beth, you said the best promotion is the product of a collaborative education. What would you say to, you know, parents out there that are thinking about this and thinking, I don't know, I'm homeschooling, you know, hybrid, collaborative. Yeah. I mean, words would you say to encourage them to at least go check it out and give this a chance?
Yeah, for sure. So as somebody who my mom took the chance for me, I would say it's something that I will be forever grateful to my mom for, because I think it's an intimidating thing, but so is holiness and sainthood. It's always going to be intimidating to do the hard thing. This is kind of feels like the definition of the road less traveled, but your child will be a completely different person for sure, because they foster like love and care. Like I feel much more seen and cared about and loved in this kind of model. And so I can see why people might hesitate, but also I would encourage them to pray about it and take the chance, because it will impact their child's life forever.
Yeah. Amen. Very well said. All right, Beth and Katie, thank you very much. Last words of encouragement to people listening out there right now. And I know you guys might start running some spots. We're going to talk about that.
Yes,
maybe some sponsorship spots. But what else maybe that we haven't said yet about Duke and Altum? Again, the website, diaclassical.org, diaclassical.org. This is going to be in McKinney, and it's Duke and Altum Classical Academy in McKinney. What else?
Our open house dates are May 26th and June 11th. They'll be at 6:30. So please go to the website and register for one of those. I would say pray about it and take the leap of faith. Cast your net. One thing that Grace didn't mention, but as a parent, if you're a parent right now that's out there that's listening that is nervous, we will offer an abundance of support. We are here to hold your hand, to journey with you, to walk with you, to guide you through this educational process. You are not alone. And the biggest gift to me as a parent is the relationship that my children have with each other from this. They are best friends. The three of them have spent time together. She's about to leave for college, and that time comes before you know it. Don't miss this opportunity to have these days at home with your children. they will be gone before you know it.
Yeah.
And they will be lifelong friends with their siblings for it.
All right. Very good. We got about 45 seconds. Katie Booz, the head of school of, what else would you like to say?
Yeah, I think through this process, we've met so many people who are, maybe they're not homeschoolers. Maybe they've got their kids in public school or private school. And some come with fear. And to that, I would say, this is something Beth says pretty frequently, is God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking that